Okay, welcome to the Changing Directions audio. This is a guided drum journey to help you in shifting directions from one module to another, whether you're switching from east to south, or west to north, or the feminine to the masculine, or any other direction shift. If you want to use this audio at any point, it's just a really great way to mark a transition where we're gonna thank the direction that you've been apprenticing to, and then turn and open to the new direction. And then we'll journey with that new direction and welcome in the medicine to support you in opening to the new module, opening to the direction, and you can set whatever intention is alive for you around that. Perhaps it's journeying to connect with the medicine, the inner medicine of that direction, the inner south, the inner west, the inner north, whatever you may be apprenticing to. Maybe you call in a guide, a spirit guide to help you, to show you, to teach you about that direction. Or, you know, you can also just surrender it to your higher self, whatever's needed next. Or maybe there's a specific intention. Maybe something is alive for you around this question of, what is my medicine? How am I here to serve? Maybe something's emerged recently and you really want to journey with that, or ask for specific healing around something that's up. Just support. You can ask for really anything, whatever you need, and then you'll call on a spirit guide. I will open the journey and guide you. As always, we'll go into the journey and you'll call on a guide, and you'll journey, and then we'll hit a point in the journey where we'll go as far as we're going to go for this journey. I'll let you know when that time comes. You'll wrap up, and then you'll journey back, and we'll complete. So you are probably familiar with this process by now that you're listening to this, but then just a reminder there. And as you're getting set up now, if you need a moment, just take a moment, pause the audio, get yourself set in a position where you'd like to journey, and I will guide you into a grounding here. So you can do the grounding sitting up and then move into laying down if that's how you like to journey, or you can just start laying down. And this will be a simple grounding, calling in your allies, and then we'll go into the journey. So if you want to, as you're getting started here, if you have some sage or cedar or a candle, maybe you want to light a candle, whatever it is, I'll do that here while I'm getting started. I'm just going to light a candle just to anchor the space, the light of Tatawari, welcome in the spirits. I'm going to light a little sage here. You might do the same, or I'll offer that up virtually here as well to you in your journey space, and just helping to clear out the day, clear out anything that's not relevant, that's not needed right now, anything that's not yours. Just welcoming the sage smoke into your field, all around your space. And then I'll invite you, if you aren't already, to close your eyes and just start to tune in. And just say hello to your body. Say hello to your heart. Hello to your breath. And just notice, maybe do a body scan. Just notice the quality of your physical body, the quality of your emotional body, of your mental body, and your energy body. And just breathe a few breaths into each one. Just creating space, breathing into your physical body all the way to your fingertips, to your toes, to the crown of your head, to the base of your spine. Just taking a nice few big breaths. Just letting the air clear out anything old, welcome in new presence. just arriving. And then breathing fresh air into your heart space, into your emotional body again, allowing the exhale to just clear out anything that's not relevant. Taking a nice few big breaths into your emotional body, into your heart. And then focusing your attention and your breath on your mental body, perhaps focusing on the third eye as you do this. Breathing some nice cleansing breaths into the mind space, just letting the fresh breath scoop up any thoughts that aren't relevant, just exhaling, clearing the mind. Just taking your time, a few nice breaths, creating space in the mind, allowing your mental body to expand and clear out the cobwebs. And then perhaps focusing on your belly, the Dantian, your chi center, and just breathing some breaths into your energy body. Into the field of energy that surrounds your body, that moves all throughout your body, powered by the heat of your own physical body and all the energy moving through you. And just breathing some breaths in to your belly, allowing that breath to extend all around your auric field. All around your body, just breathing into your entire energy field. And again, working with the breath, just using that fresh air to cleanse and clear, and with the exhale, releasing anything that's not relevant from the energy body. Just letting yourself move a little bit, get comfortable, make any adjustments. With this space you're creating, just stretch in ways that feel good. Just allowing your spine to come into alignment. Really noticing how each of your vertebrae stacks from the base of your spine all the way up, all the way to the crown of your head. And maybe just letting a natural lift start to come in and lengthen your spine a little bit as you place your focus on your crown. Just noticing that connection between the base of your spine and the crown of your head. Just allowing, you might even sway your body just ever so slightly, let your spine kind of find its natural rhythm, its natural balance. Lining up. And then saying hello down from the base of your spine deep into the earth. Saying hello to Pachamama, Mother Earth. Just noticing that grounding you have all the way from the base of your spine, deep down through all the layers till you hit the very center, the core, the heart, that magma place in the middle. And just listen. For a moment. Just let yourself sink up. And just let the breath continue to cleanse and clear this time with the support of the earth. Just anything that's ready to go down and be recycled, just let it fall down. Let gravity help it. Make its way down through your grounding cord. Working with your breath to support that downward movement. Maybe even using the breath to just breathe some fresh air all the way throughout your cord. With the exhale, just clearing your cord itself. Letting it be restored to its luminous, pure state. Updating it to the current time so that it's grounding you right here and now. I'm just offering some thanks and love to Pachamama for her support. All the many ways she supports you. allowing her to nourish you as well through that cord of connection, receiving upwards, allowing the loving support of the feminine to enter your being, your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, your energy body. Just welcoming it, whatever's needed. Just working with your breath to receive that. And just with gratitude, starting to move your attention from the earth realm up into the heavens. Maybe even, again, returning to the crown of your head. Maybe gently tapping the crown of your head, just helping to open that connection upwards with a gentle tap and lift up. And just opening your connection up from your crown all the way high into the sky, past the clouds and the sun and the earth's atmosphere, up into our solar system, up into our galaxy, far beyond our galaxy into the universe, and just finding that place, that portal into the heart of the cosmos, the portal into the great I Am, unity consciousness. Saying hello to Father Sky, Pachatata. And just allowing that connection upwards to open. Perhaps imagining a column of white light, or just noticing how that column of connection appears for you. Inviting in the medicine of the stars, the wisdom of above, the sun, the moon. And again, breathing in, receiving. Just allowing the medicine of the heavens to enter your space, to enter your heart, to enter your mind, your energy body, your physical body. Just whatever's needed, just allowing, trusting. And just taking a few breaths again. Offering gratitude to the sky realm, the sky beings who are here for your benefit, the ones here to serve in your highest good, just saying hello and thank you. And then just starting to tune in around you to the support that's always there, your spirit guides and allies. Just imagining them all gathered around you right now. Calling in your well ancestors, your just all the help, whether it's conscious or not quite conscious, just allowing yourself to feel it there. And you might imagine yourself in an octahedron of protection so that you can journey in complete ease and safety. An octahedron being two square pyramids with their bases touching, forming a perfect crystal, 2 points upwards, 4 points out in the four directions, to the north, to the east, to the south, to the west. 1 point upwards, 1 point downwards, and you might find yourself inside of that, perhaps electric blue octahedron, a color of protection and a form of great strength, And just let it become its natural size that feels really supportive, expansive, not too big, not too small, just creating that sacred space that's filled with so much medicine for you, to support you on your journey. And now we'll begin to move into the journey here. So, with your eyes still closed, just invite you to find yourself in a sacred circle, in a sacred landscape, in a medicine wheel. A circle of stones with an anchor to each direction. An anchor to the east, an anchor to the south, an anchor to the west, and an anchor to the north. And just find yourself barefoot in the center of that circle. In the center, with an altar open to the sky above and the earth below. And honoring all the spirits of the land all around you. Just start to take in this sacred landscape where you find yourself. Just look around. Perhaps look in front of you, behind you, to the left, to the right, above, below. Just notice the quality of this place. Take it in, bring your attention to the center of your being, to your own heart space. Just tune into your intention for this journey. Maybe start with tuning into some gratitude for the direction that you're completing today. You might turn and face that direction. And just say some prayers of thanks. Whatever's alive. Maybe it's a gesture, maybe it's a song. Maybe you offer up some smoke, water blessing. Be creative, just follow the muse, follow your inspiration. This apprenticeship. let it know what's in your heart. What is your intention? What's your intention for the journey today? What's your intention for opening to this direction? Questions. are, take a moment. Offer your thanks. Offer your love. Take a moment to complete. And when you're ready, you let your guide know and ask them to lead you back the way you came, back to where you started, back into your body, into the space. Welcoming your spirit fully in to your body, back into the room. Just breathing in presence. Maybe just tapping your body a little bit. Tap your heart, tap your chest, tap your belly, tap your legs, your arms. Just squeeze yourself, give yourself a little massage. Stretch a little bit and just arrive. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. If you have some water, maybe bless yourself a little bit with the water. Just thanking the water, asking it to help you integrate and receive the medicine that came of your journey. Maybe take some time now to journal and just record what happened. What did you experience? What does it mean to you? How does it connect to your intentions? What is it teaching you? What is it showing you about yourself? What questions is it raising? What medicine is it inviting you to carry with you through this next portion of your journey with the medicine wheel? And then when you complete, when you're ready to complete, when you're through with journaling, you know, you might just put on a little music now or whatever you want, but when you're complete, you just close with a little cedar or sage or, again, whatever calls to you. Just completing, thanking the spirit guides, thanking the allies. And closing your container, releasing your journey container for now. And then moving forward with your day. So many blessings.